Chapter 3 Science Unit 11 A Seed Bank
A Seed Bank When people want to protect valuable things like money, they put them in a bank. Plants are very valuable to us. We need them for food, and they help make the air we breathe. Like people and animals, plants can get diseases. These diseases can quickly kill many plants. Scientists worry that some plants could disappear from the earth. They want to keep plants safe for the future. How do you save a plant? By putting its seeds in a bank. There are many small seed banks around the world. However, they can be easily damaged. For example, seed banks in Iraq and Afghanistan were destroyed during war. In the Philippines, a seed bank was damaged by a strong typhoon. Scientists wanted to build a global seed bank that everyone could use. It had to be in a place where the seeds were not affected by things like war or bad storms. It would hold extra seeds from the other banks. This way, if the small banks were destroyed, some seeds would still be safe. After many years of searching, scientists found a site for the bank. It was built on a small mountain on a Norwegian island. The main room of the seed bank is located 120 meters inside the mountain. It is connected to the outside by a long tunnel. The entrance to the tunnel is protected by huge doors. They are over 1 meter thick. The site was chosen because there are very few earthquakes that could damage the bank. The island is very far north and is covered with snow most of the year. It's like a big refrigerator. Seeds last much longer in cool temperatures. The seed bank opened in February 26, 2008. Since then, it has received over 400,000 samples. The bank was designed to hold 45 million seeds. Scientists hope that one day, the bank will hold seeds from every plant in the world.